This fall, more than 300 puffins washed up dead in the Pribilof Islands. What caused it? Starvation. At least, that's the consensus among most scientists. But as Zoe Sobel of Alaska's Energy Desk reports, one ecologist thinks there may be another culprit.
Paralytic shellfish poisoning, or PSP. That's what Bruce Wright thinks killed these puffins and thousands of common murres in 2015. Wright is an ecologist with the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association, and he knows he's mostly on his own with this theory.
My colleagues are reluctant to say the things that I'm saying because most scientists feel as if they have to have the rock-solid data in their hand to be able to draw these conclusions.
Even without hard facts, Wright feels comfortable saying PSP is involved because a professor trained him to approach science this way.
What your job is to make predictions based on your best judgment and the data you have. You're not going to be right all the time, but somebody's got to tell the managers that, look, this could be what's coming down the pike. We need to plan ahead.
Warmer oceans promote the growth of toxic algal blooms. As animals along the food web consume them, they can die. Big algal blooms were documented before both of these die-offs, and that's why Wright thinks PSP is a player. Because the toxins disappear quickly, he admits his hypothesis is more speculation than hard proof. Lauren Devine is co-director of St. Paul's Ecosystem Conservation Office. She agrees with Wright to a point. She says PSP could be a part of the picture, but not the whole picture. For her, the most important takeaway is that the puffins died of starvation.
Whether they missed a cue or they were in the wrong place or that they were in the right place and the food wasn't in the right place is a total mystery.
At this point, Devine says bird carcasses have stopped washing ashore in the Pribilofs. While her team is still on the lookout for dead puffins, they're shifting gears to writing a paper on the die-off. Plus, they've refined their technical skills so they are better prepared to respond to the next event.
We know why it's important to collect those carcasses. We know how to actually necropsy on island and go through the steps of doing that preliminary determination of the cause of death ourselves.
Devine believes the big die-off has made other coastal communities more aware that they need to be looking for changes in their environment. For Bruce Wright, linking PSP to the die-off events is important because the toxins have the potential to transform ecosystems like the Aleutians. And he says PSP does not bode well for the health of the Bering Sea.
It's not to say that there won't be something out there to catch, but it might be something different than what we're catching now.
Recently tested samples from the Pribilofs show the highest recorded PSP event happened last summer, before the puffin die-off. That alone, Wright says, should make people nervous about the future. Even though fishing in the Bering Sea is a multi-billion dollar industry, Wright says there isn't much money going into research that could help confirm or disprove his hypothesis. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Unalaska.